Thanks for standing up through that really long gospel today. Where I'm going to go down, I don't know how my voice will pick up. It'll be recorded. But I'm going to talk to the confirmation students.
The gospel today, can anybody hear me? It's on. Can anybody hear me? The gospel today is about sinners and wayward sons. And the world was built by wayward sons and daughters. So let's go into that. Going west, the westward expansion. Why did that happen? It happened because the way the laws worked in the country at the time, only the oldest son inherited practically everything. And the younger son may have had enough to go out and start again. And so people kept moving west. When the Irish came to America, it was the younger sons and daughters that came, because the English changed the laws after the potato famine. They said only the oldest can inherit because the parcels of land are getting smaller and smaller and smaller and they can't support life here. And so the most that you could hope to get was a ticket to America. When my grandmother came to America from Bohemia, all they could give her was a surety on a ticket that somebody somewhere will pay for it. And she came alone at 13. You take a look at George Washington, he had an older brother, Lawrence. You take a look at Joan of Arc, a wayward daughter. You take a look at a lot of figures in history. Moses had an older brother, Aaron. He definitely was a wayward child. You take a look at Israel, Jacob. He was Esau's younger brother. They all went out into the world. They all went and they built the world. It's what they did. All of you are finishing up something and are going to go out into the world. So Olivia has been carefully holding this old pickle jar. Now, I've talked about this pickle jar before, but you haven't seen it. The rest of them, I don't know about all of you. I did not want to come to Louisiana, but there was a great job waiting here for me, and I had a wife and a young child, and I knew it was the right thing to do. However, as you know, I'm mildly autistic. I'm saying mildly for the folks out there, you know that I'm autistic. And so for me, leaving anybody, changing routine, it's huge. It's a big thing. So what I did with this pickle jar was I just scooped up some dirt from my dad's farm. I stuck it in here, and I brought it with me. You know, it made me feel good. I felt that God was going to take care of me. I didn't know what was ahead. Just like all of you, once you got out of high school, you really don't know what's ahead of you. Years and years and years later, when I was in diaconate formation, I reached the decision point on whether I would go on or not. And so I found this old pickle jar with the dirt in it. And I looked back from where I was then to where I was at that decision point. And I realized that God had fulfilled all my hopes and all my dreams far past anything that I could have imagined. And my heart was just full of the need to give back, the need to evangelize. So I said, yeah, I'd like to stay on. I'd like to stay on to become a deacon. Okay, Olivia, there's going to be more with the pickle jar in a little bit. Do wayward sons and daughters fail? Yes, they do. And they can fail spectacularly. when I go to jail, I'm with those wayward sons. The two readings we had today before the gospel, the entire Jewish people failed right out of the gate. They acted like slaves. They didn't realize this great beauty and glory that God was doing for them. They didn't get it. Paul, the great apostle to the Gentiles that wrote so much of the New Testament, and those beautiful letters to explain so much, was straight up, I am the biggest sinner that there ever was. I sought out Christians to kill them. I sought to put Christ down, and from nowhere came this beautiful mercy of God. And that was wonderful. So when you say, gosh, I might go out there and fail, my answer is, so what? Do we have ears to hear? What was said in there? There is two things that we could take away from that. There is no greater joy than when that one lamb is found. Much more important than the 99. And the other thing, if you read the gospel, is for the Father, who loves the Father more? The one that was forgiven the greater debt or the one that was forgiven the lesser debt? And it was the one that was forgiven the greater debt. So if you fail, try not to. It's okay. There's a way back. Our God is so awesome, is so glorious, that merely seeking forgiveness is forgiveness. The seeking of holiness is holiness. So in confirmation, what you're getting is the grace to go out into the world. And deacons and laity are meant to be out in the world. As many of you know, I'm leaving St. Francis. I actually left St. Francis officially yesterday, but there was a paperwork snafu. I'm leaving St. Francis. And you know how hard it is for me to leave anything. Just it's the way my brain works. But even I can see, when I'm teaching high school kids, as you know that I do, when I have 130 kids, an hour a day, and I just spend 5 minutes talking about God and evangelization and how things fit together, I'm 30 times more effective in talking to high school kids like you. And I'll tell you, if you live a good life, if you talk about God from time to time, you're 3,000 times more effective than you could be in church. And that's why confirmation is so important. Okay, Olivia, it's time for the jar again. Okay, as Olivia can see, but probably not you and Beth can see, what's in looks to be in this jar right now? It's not a trick question. Water. So after I threw the dirt into the river with all my diaconate people around me and said, gosh, God has taken care of me. I want to give back. So we were at a party at my river house. Dwayne's been there. And I was on the dock and I threw the dirt in the water. And that black soil from Illinois blended into that tan water of the Amite River where my camp was. I kind of made this beautiful new commitment. And then after that, I took the water from the Amite and I put it in here. Now, frankly, I don't know how much more longer this jar is going to work, but what I committed to was another journey. So where you're at your journey is you're filling up the jar. Your parents out there are hoping you fill up that jar of hope. They're giving you roots. Your next step is to leave. It might be a journey to college, and you might come right back to home in New Orleans. Most of you probably will. But what you're getting next are wings. That's what confirmation is meant to do. You're brought into the church with the dirt, carrying the dirt like I did, is wings. Now, some of you that are really bad may go on another part of the journey. And that's the water that's in here. So after I threw that dirt in the river, I don't know why I do what I do. I scooped up the water for the last part of my journey. So what you do with the fill in the jar and keep in the jar, what you're doing is your life. You're saying, gosh, I got a plan. I'm going to execute the plan. I'll see the blessings of God. But for me, what went a little bit farther to say, it's time to give back. It's time to plant crops that I will never see. So I'm going to miss all of you at St. Francis. Take care of the jar, Olivia. You can leave it here when you go. But may God bless and keep all of you.